Missouri Real Estate Headlines. New Missouri Building Permit Guide Streamlines Permitting Process. A complete guide to building permits in Missouri has been published, offering resources and municipal guides to simplify permitting. Real estate professionals and MO can use this resource to better navigate local permitting timelines and requirements that affect transactions and development deals. Bookmark the guide at https://w.permitflow.com/state/Missouri to quickly reference municipal permit requirements across the state. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Missouri Public Records Online Directory, new resource for MO real estate research. The Missouri Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records for the state. Real estate professionals in MO can streamline due diligence, verify property histories, and research title information through this consolidated records portal. Bookmark publicrecords.net/statemo for quick access to county-level public records across Missouri. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. New Missouri Property Records Search Tool consolidates deeds, liens, and permits data. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Missouri-specific platform that lets users search property records, find owner information, look up deeds, and access tax, loan, and lien records in one place. Real estate professionals in MO can streamline due diligence and client research without toggling between multiple county databases or record systems. Bookmark 8cuffmissouri.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next transaction. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Missouri commission rates edge above national average, survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found the average real estate commission in Missouri is 5.94%. Local professionals should note that Missouri's average commission rate runs above the national benchmark, which may influence competitive positioning and client conversations. Review the full survey data at the source link to benchmark your own commission structure against state averages. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Jackson County, MO updates public records search options for real estate pros. The Jackson County Recorder of Deeds allows online property records searches through Aumentum Web or in-person visits, while telephone searches are prohibited under County Code 925.1. Real estate professionals in MO need reliable access to official records for title research, due diligence, and transaction readiness in one of the state's largest markets. Bookmark https://aumentumweb.jacksongov.org/ for online searches or plan an in-office visit for direct access to Jackson County records. Missouri Real Estate Updates Guide breaks down real estate commission rates for MO professionals. Calibri Real Estate published a detailed guide exploring Missouri's real estate commission structures, national comparisons, and strategies for saving on commissions. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps MO agents stay competitive and communicate value to client in evolving market. Review the full guide to benchmark your commission strategy. www.caliberrealestate.com's Career Hub blog, Real Estate-Agent Commission in Missouri. Missouri Real Estate Updates, Missouri Real Estate Commission, what MO agents need to know. This page provides information about the Missouri Real Estate Commission. Understanding the Missouri Real Estate Commission's role helps MO professionals stay compliant with state licensing and regulatory requirements. Review the commission details at the source link to ensure your practice aligns with current MO standards. Missouri Real Estate Updates. Jackson County's 16th Circuit Court launches property address search tool for MO real estate. The 16th Circuit Court of Jackson County, Missouri provides an online search tool that allows users to look up court records by property address. This tool helps Missouri real estate professionals quickly access property-related court records for due diligence, title research, and transaction risk assessment in Jackson County. Add this resource to your Jackson County property research workflow. https://16thcircuit.org/search-by-property-address. Missouri Real Estate Updates. MissouriAssessors.com, new resource for MO property assessment data. MissouriAssessors.com is a website providing access to property assessor information across Missouri. Real estate professionals in MO can leverage this centralized assessor database to streamline property research, verify valuations, and inform client negotiations. Bookmark MissouriAssessors.com for quick access to county assessor records statewide. Missouri Real Estate Updates, Pike County Assessor Office, your go-to resource for property valuations in MO. The Pike County Assessor website provides access to property assessment records and valuation information for Pike County, Missouri. Real estate professionals in MO need accurate, up-to-date assessment data to inform pricing strategies, comparative market analyses, and client consultations in Pike County. Bookmark hspike.missouriassessors.com/ for quick access to Pike County property assessments. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks, the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule, the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of MO cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day, and in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.